When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gave.
Take our seats. I'll ask the brethren if they'd come as we sing that last. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a presence far too small, love so amazing, so divine. Oh, hallelujah. Demands my heart, my life. We give it all, Lord, to you, Jesus. Demands my soul. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul, when he writes about communion and instructing the church to do so in remembrance of the Lord, he said, before we partake, let a man examine himself. It's always good to do that. Look into your own heart. Ask the Lord to search that heart of yours, and if there's something in the way, if there's something that's not right, oh, thank God that we can put it under the blood, sprinkled afresh, washed afresh. If there's something not right between you and someone else, we can get that straightened out as quickly as possible. Perhaps right now is not an opportunity or the time, but Lord, we're going to get that right. We're not going to eat unworthily of that which represents your body and your blood. But Lord, cleanse our hearts. Lord, that we might eat life and drink nourishment to our souls. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. For I have to receive from the Lord that which the Lord delivered unto me, how the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body broken for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was nailed to the cross for me. He was nailed to the cross for me. On the cross crucified for me, he died. He was nailed.
Go, brothers, feed the flock.
The cross for such as I. How wonderful is love like this. And now he takes me to his heart, a son. He asks me not to fill a servant's place. The far off country wanderings all are done. Wide open are his arms of grace. Such love, such wondrous love, such love, such wondrous love, that God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Broken for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord Jesus. Brother Tom, please pray with us. Pray
our Father,
thanks.
We thank you for your so loving us that you gave your son for us,
that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes. Thank you.
May this emblem, O God, impart unto us the life of your Son. May all receive the life that he gave, O God, that
Jesus.
We might be enabled to live
Jesus.
With you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus said, "This is my body broken for you. Eat ye all of it." Like manner also he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death until he come." Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the blood, the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Jesus, for your precious blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for this cup. Oh, Lord Jesus. This cup that you're holding represents so much. So much. All the promises that were made in the Bible have been sealed with the blood of Jesus. Oh, thank God. Every one of them, there are so many, exceeding great and precious, but every one of them, because of Jesus' blood, because he shed his blood, because he paid the price, those promises are effectual today. Oh, thank God. Thank God. There's power in the blood. Wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. And how thankful we are. No wonder Paul says, this is the cup of blessing which we bless. And we do. Oh, thank you, Lord, for this blood. Thank you, Lord, for this cup, the New Testament. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, sealed with the blood of Jesus. Maybe there are several that would pray short prayers of thanksgiving for this cup, for the blood that Jesus shed on the cross. Just feel free, staff, guests, Watch Rock, whoever you may be. Let's just thank him and express our thanks in a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
thank
your precious
Lord, for your blood, precious blood. We thank you that it was shed for each one of us.
Yes.
And thank you that it cleanses every stain, no matter how bad.
Yes.
You are able,
yes,
through your blood to cleanse us and,
yes,
make us white as snow. Thank you for that.
Yes, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, that you held nothing back. You poured out your own lifeblood for us. You gave all.
Thank you, Father.
So that we could come to know you, Lord. Thank you for the fellowship that we've been brought into because of that new and living way that you have opened.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
By shedding of your own precious,
hallelujah,
blood. Oh, Jesus, we pray tonight that you'll bring us into more intimate, constant, more precious,
thank you,
fellowship with yourself, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, let the Holy Spirit make Jesus more real and precious,
oh,
to each one of us as we touch him tonight by faith. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for this cup. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your perfect blood that was shed for a sinner.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Lord, I thank you for your blood that takes a cripple and sits us at your table. Lord, I thank you that your blood rent the veil in two.
Yes.
And there we can plead and claim and have all that,
yes,
you purchased,
Lord,
for us.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
And Lord, I pray that we would drink, we would eat,
oh,
and we would feast. Oh, Lord, I pray for a greater faith to believe these things.
Yes, Lord.
What kind of people are we?
God
is so near to us.
Yes.
Help us,
Lord. Oh, Lord, that we would believe the life that your blood has.
Hallelujah.
For us, for these campers.
Yes.
The power your blood has. To serve,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
To save completely.
Yes, Lord.
Victory.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we drink.
Jesus,
and
we
I
do.
Pray, Lord, you keep us drinking.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The blood,
we pray.
Life of the blood. Amen. Amen, Lord, grant, oh God, thanks, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious blood. Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you for the Hallelujah. New life that you have given us, that is represented by this, by the blood, Lord, that is in this cup that we hold in our hand. Lord, thank you. Thank you for opening up our minds and our hearts to yourself and drawing us to yourself, Lord.
Jesus, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. We thank you, dear Lord, for your precious blood. We thank you for going to the cross, shedding your blood,
yes,
to forgive sin, to heal sickness.
Yes.
As was prayed, to open up this way whereby we have access to the throne of grace,
yes,
to receive mercy and help.
Hallelujah.
The blood that makes us worthy for your spirit to hover. How thankful we are tonight for this cup and for your precious blood. We pray, oh God, that every one of us will drink life.
Yes.
Lord, it's you that we take in this symbolic form. Lord, it's you that we receive into our bodies. The life of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, we pray that as we partake in faith, that, Lord, you'll work in our hearts and in everyone here. Lord, we have faith one for the other. Lord, that you'll manifest and win the victory for us and through us. Thank you for this cup. Thank you for your precious blood. Drink ye all of it. Glory. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Glory. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The victory, oh, Lord. Oh, let the victory of the cross, the victory of your precious blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for the cross. We thank you for your blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. I don't know who gets this one. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of book. Let's sing it together. Number 35 in the white book. Tonight for the staff. We want to pray for those that are down here or up here, maybe I should say, in Watch Rock, whether you're in the kitchen or housekeeping or wherever you find yourself in the office, wherever you're serving. I wonder if I could just ask those that are staff, third period, Watch Rock, if you just stand. You're all over the place, I think. The nurse is over that direction. The office is there. The boathouse is up there. And of course, all the rest that fill in all the blanks. We thank the Lord for every one of you, and we want to pray. I know that your heart is wanting to serve with all that you have. We've already seen that. You've begun to do that. But we want to pray that the Lord will strengthen everything that he's wrought in you, and that he'll continue to give you the grace that you need and the strength. You'll need physical strength, and you'll need spiritual strength. The physical strength to do the job that you've been called to do. The spiritual strength to give a testimony every other meeting, or to pray in staff prayer, or just to be in faith. And as you see a camper go by, just to pray for that camper. If you see a counselor that looks a little haggard, pray for that counselor. And if you see the preacher, pray for him all the time, because he needs it more than anybody else. And I mean that. We need to pray for each other, but we want to pray now for you. That the Lord will bless you and the Lord will strengthen you. And I'm going to ask Brother Kenny if he'd please pray for you with us all as we join our faith together. Brother Ken, please pray.
Good Lord, we believe that you have gathered this staff for this particular time.
God,
you that you put it into the hearts of each one standing here tonight.
Oh, Jesus, help
them. Give themselves to the call that you have over their life.
Hallelujah.
Right now. And Lord, we know that with that call, you equip. You don't just send us forth, Lord, in our own strength, but you go before us, and you give yourself to us, Lord, that we may serve in the power of the Holy Ghost.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
And so, Lord, we pray for each staff member of this period. We pray, Lord, that you will minister a fresh anointing upon the lives of each and every one. Lord, the touch of God,
hallelujah.
The power of the Holy
God,
Spirit,
do it, Lord.
The refreshing
God,
that comes
it,
from
Jesus.
Your presence, Lord. We pray that you will pour
Lord,
that out upon
we thank
each
you,
one, Lord.
Lord,
and enable them, Lord,
you,
equip
Lord.
Them to fulfill
God,
the purpose for which you
do,
have brought them
Lord.
Here.
Yes, Lord.
In every detail, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus,
amen.
Let everything
Jesus.
That's done be done
Lord,
as unto the Lord
God,
for
do
his
it,
glory.
Lord, do it, Lord.
Let
do it,
the attitude of their hearts be
hallelujah.
To serve and to give themselves, Lord, as unto the Lord.
Oh,
and we pray, Lord,
God,
that
Lord
you
Jesus.
Will cause there to be the fragrance
you,
and the
yes,
influence
Lord.
Of Jesus
yes, Lord.
To
yes,
permeate
Lord.
Their lives and to bring
God.
Blessing and enrich the lives of those
Jesus,
that they serve, Lord.
Jesus,
oh,
do
Jesus,
it, Lord, in every one of them, every
that
one
that
of these staff
the
members.
Will
in every
Lord,
one of these staff members, oh God, yes, Lord,
working together,
amen,
Lord,
yes, Lord, grant
Jesus,
it, God, do it,
and
do it, Lord,
open the way for him to manifest
do it, Lord,
himself
God, do
in every
it, Lord,
meeting,
pray.
And upon these
hallelujah.
Grounds, every moment,
thank you,
we
Lord,
pray in Jesus' name,
yes. Amen, yes. Amen, amen, you may be seated, we want to pray for the counselors, now we know all these men counselors already. Sister Diane, we shortchanged you tonight. We didn't let you say anything about your theme or what you're going to be doing. But cottage counselors, stand, please, if you're here. And look at that, two of you. All right, Zoe. All right, three of you. You're going to be able to care for all those kids with just the three of you?
We have two more coming.
Okay, that sounds better.
Okay.
We're going to pray for them, too. And all the village counselors. I know you got some missing also, but if you'd stand too, we're going to pray together just that the Lord will bless you. We know who you are, but now we're getting a better look at you, and we want to pray that the Lord will help every one of you. How many of you are doing this for the first time? You're going to love it. You're going to come back next year for a month and want to serve the Lord as a staff member counseling down there in the village. God bless every one of them. Every one of them, Lord. Lord, you know already who these children are and where they're from and what they'll need. And we pray, Lord, that you'll equip every counselor. Lord, give them wisdom. Give them wisdom to know how to deal with the children. Lord, an understanding of how to present to them the gospel of Jesus Christ and to lead them to you for their salvation. We pray, Lord, that you'll give them sensitivity to the needs of the homes and the families. Lord, these kids, some of them just need to be loved. And I pray, dear Lord, we pray together that that these counselors will be able to sense and discern how you're working in the hearts of these little children or older ones, as the case may be. Lord, we just pray, oh Lord, that your word will go forth down there in the village, morning after morning, evening after evening, and that it would find entrance into the hearts of these children. We pray that you'll fill these counselors with the Holy Spirit. Lord, that they'll minister and serve you under the anointing of God. Lord, we're imperfect at best, but Lord, you take broken, imperfect things and people and turn them around and use them somehow for your honor and glory. Lord, and all the glory is yours, and all the credit goes to you. We just want to yield ourselves. And Lord, we say like Isaiah did, here we are, Lord. If there's anything you can do with us, please do it. If there's any way you can work through us, please work. Lord, we want to be the transparent medium to display your glory. And so get us out of the way. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Send us down to where we are supposed to be tomorrow, and then flow through us the ministry of the Holy Spirit to every boy, every girl, every camper. We pray, Lord, that not one thing will fail of what you have ordained for this third period. We pray for Brother Peter especially, Lord, as he leads the group. God bless Brother Peter. And Lord, help him. You know his desire. You know his heart. And we pray, Lord, that you'll do above and beyond even what he could ask or think. Oh, Lord, he's asking a lot and he's thinking a lot. But, Lord, you're a God who can exceed his expectations. And we pray, Lord, that as this period unwinds and goes on and on, that he'll just see the hand of God at work in marvelous ways. Oh, Lord, again, above and beyond. So we're trusting you, Lord Jesus, to accomplish all the will and purpose of God in every life and in every heart throughout this third period. And we give thanks and praise to you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Could we all stand and sing those last two verses? His angels of mercy compass me round wheresoever my
so great, what return?
one more time and sing it with all your heart. I'll love him. I'll serve him. If you happen to have a car someplace on the road by the kitchen area, palace, or down towards the boathouse, or any of these places where your car shouldn't be, you'll want to move it tonight. Because by 5:30 tomorrow morning, there are trucks rolling in here trying to get around to deliver the food that we all want to eat. And so we want to make sure they get where they got to go. So move the cars, if you could, please. Do that tonight. Also, if you're a junior staff member, you know who you are. Lights out at 11 o'clock. That would be a good thing to do. I think that's all the announcements, excepting to tell the guests from Watch Rock that we have table worship in the morning. So if you want to bring a Bible to breakfast, that might be helpful. Table worship tomorrow morning. The bus comes then in the afternoon. And we'll hear more about things like that tomorrow. May the Lord bless you and keep you, give you a good night's rest. Amen. We're dismissed. Amen.